The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath day Jesus entered the synagogue and he taught there. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not like the scribes. And in their synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. And all were amazed, and they asked one another, "What is this we see? A new teaching with authority. He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel reading is fascinating. All the scriptures are fascinating, if you take them personally. And I'm inclined to take the word of God personally. So let me reflect for a few moments on the teaching of this gospel, which comes from the book of Mark, the very beginning, chapter 1, in the gospel of Mark. It has a parallel only in Luke's gospel. And if you're looking at this at home and you have your Bibles, you look up chapter 4 in the Gospel of Luke, and there's a very interesting story there about Jesus going to his hometown at Nazareth. And he preaches at Nazareth in the synagogue, and they reject him. And he leaves his hometown, and he goes to Capernaum, which is a little fishing village on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. And then he begins his public preaching and his public ministry from the synagogue at Capernaum, sometimes called Capernaum. In 4 weeks or so, I will be in Capernaum with a group of pilgrims. And there is a synagogue there, which is a second century synagogue, but it's on the footprint of the original synagogue mentioned in the gospel. It's a fascinating little fishing village there on the northwest corner of the Sea of Galilee. So Jesus goes in there and he preaches. He reads the scriptures, he reads the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, and he would have read it in Hebrew, and then it would be translated into Aramaic, which was the conversational dialogue of the day. There's a man there, we're told, possessed by an evil spirit. Now, this has a great statement of possession. The possession by the evil spirit paralyzes this man, separates him from community. He's an outcast. His relationships are broken. He's empty, he's confused, he's impoverished. And the only place where he can find refuge is in the synagogue. So he goes to the synagogue. Though he is ritually unclean, he goes to the synagogue. And Jesus heals him, sets him free, drives out the evil spirit from him, and restores him to full humanity. Not to perfection, but to wholeness. He makes him whole. He is still human. He will still struggle. He will still wander for meaning in his life, such as we all do. But he's whole. He's fully human. Jesus restores him to the fullness of his humanity. which was eclipsed by the evil spirit. There are various kinds of possessions. In this case, we have this evil spirit. But for many of us, at some time in our lives, we are possessed by spirits which make us less than who we are. They diminish us. They malign our humanity. They make us less than the image of the Creator. It could be a possession from some chemical addiction, some drug. I tell people sometimes with great surprise to them that I'm a recovering drug addict. People say, oh my God, Monsignor's a, yes, I'm a from the drug of nicotine. That's a real drug. And I struggled fiercely with the drug of nicotine for many years. And about 35 years ago, finally, I was set free from the addiction. There are many kinds of addictions. There are all sorts of chemical addictions, but there are also more subtle addictions that we might easily overlook. There is the addiction to anger. It's like we're possessed by anger. Some people are addicted and possessed by overwhelming remorse. They lose hope. They don't feel they belong. They don't feel whole. They're somehow weighed down with this overwhelming remorse. For others, it may be the addiction to jealousy or greed. The unhealed wound, the thing that comes back and visits us when we're alone, when you wake up at night, in the middle of the night, and you have a conversation with somebody who isn't there. And you go through a real conversation here. It's a burden. It's something that has possessed us. And it weighs us down, and it takes over a piece of our lives. We're not free. We're not whole. We're somehow compromised by this inner sense of being possessed. Envy. Something that happened to us in the past that we can't let go. Somebody who betrayed us in the past that we can't forget. And somehow it eats inside of us. It takes the joy out of our lives. And like this man, we go to the synagogue and we pray for healing. And the power of Jesus Christ is the only one who can heal this kind of addiction. We will have an infrastructure of support, but somehow the freedom of being fully human, to believe in yourself that when you are fully human, you're holy and you're good. You're not perfect, but you're whole, you're real, you're down to earth. You are somehow the person God means you to be. And when you arrive at this plateau, you'll be comfortable with your humanity. You won't be weighed down with fear, the fear that somebody might find out that you're human. You will be peaceful being unmasked. When you look in the mirror, you'll see a real person now. Not an image, not something for public image, but but the real person. You will be dispossessed of that secret, the weight of that sin, the thing that's hidden. We have a public life, and then we have a private life, and then we have a secret life, and the secret life is the venue where we will see possession, hidden. But some days, somehow, we find ourselves paralyzed. We're not joyful anymore. We don't sing. We don't celebrate. We're not grateful. We're somehow weighed down with fear, anxiety, anger, resentment, whatever it is. But it's like a possession. It's like something that's eating us up inside. That's what this gospel is about. Unless you have seen darkness, unless you have experienced sin and failure in your life, you cannot understand Jesus as Lord and Jesus as Redeemer. Now, occasionally you'll meet people in the church who are perfect, or they think they're perfect, they're insufferable. I mean, it's because it's not real. The real person, we're broken human beings, we're struggling in life, and we're beautiful being human. Read the Seven Story Mountain, Thomas Merton's great journal, journal of his life. In tears, in the moment of greatest failure, and in his darkness, is when he found his experience of God. There is no theology of grace which does not presume sin. If there is no sin, grace has no meaning. If there is no fault, forgiveness has no meaning. If there's no darkness, then light is meaningless. In some way, at some time in life, we are all possessed by some heavy burden that weighs us down. And we come to the synagogue, and Jesus said, "Be free, be whole. Let that evil thing leave you and become a whole person, become fully human, and go out and celebrate your life." And it says the people were astonished at the authority with which he spoke. The Greek word is exousia. It's not institutional authority. Institutional authority, that creates order. It's jurisdictional. But that's not what's used here. Exousia means the authority of relationship, the authority of forgiveness, the authority of blessing a person, the authority of meeting other people in humanity, the authority of being a healing person, being an encouraging person, exousia. They're inspired that it's not the scribes or the Pharisees who are preaching the law and making judgments. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who says, "Be human and be loved. Be human and be beautiful. You don't have to wear a mask in God's presence." So somewhere in your life, now or in the past, or in the future, you will come to a moment when you will be weighed down. Your life will be compromised. You will feel less than alive. And each day will be just another day. Not a new day, just another day. And life may lose its meaning. And there may be a poverty and an emptiness in your life. You may be discouraged, tempted to give up any hope. And you listen to the Word of God. Word of God says, lift up your spirit. You belong in all your humanity. You belong. And you belong because we all belong. You are human, just like we are all human. You know, when you listen to that voice of God saying, you are loved, you are precious, you are sacred, you are the human reflection of the infinite God when you are fully human. Amen.